USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. The Biden administration is seeking to reassure Americans regarding rising inflation after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report showed prices rising at their fastest annual pace in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Dr. Naomi Wolf on Steve Bannon's War Room. There's some kind of contract where governors have to deliver a certain percent of vaccinated in order to get something from pharma or in order to fulfill their contract. You can see this structure over and over. We have to reach 70% or 80% of vaccinated or you don't get your rights back. She said this is not how America works.
Our Constitution doesn't say when there's a bad disease, the Constitution is suspended. It just doesn't. So, we've lived through smallpox, we've lived through HIV, we've lived through all of it with our Constitution intact because that is the law of the land. You don't get to just say the laws don't apply in a democracy. It's illegal, it's unlawful, and it's criminal.
The assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin a prop gun that killed a cinematographer on a New Mexico film set must make himself available for an interview with state workplace safety regulators, a judge has decided. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Mars helicopter is waiting for rover to help after losing communication.
NASA's Mars helicopter may have to wait a few days to overcome a blocked radio signal that's caused by hills between it and the Perseverance rover in Jezero Crater. Until then, the tiny helicopter will sit quietly charging its solar-powered batteries. The copter lost radio contact with the rover on Sunday when it descended into a landing behind a hill after flying about a tenth of a mile. After a 15-minute blackout, the rover managed to receive broken transmissions from Ingenuity, which indicated the tiny craft was okay. Perseverance, meantime, is scouting for its next rock sampling location. The primary mission of the rover is to search for signs of ancient life in the crater, which NASA believes was a lake billions of years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden, during a Saturday press conference, called the impact of the severe storms and tornadoes that swept through multiple states in the Midwest and South Friday night into Saturday morning, killing at least 70 people and destroying livelihoods, a tragedy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, he said, "I want folks in all these states to know we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together, and the federal government is not going to walk away. This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans," Biden added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.